Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know... One man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer. That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, yo, you can perform simple routine checks, you know, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking low off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take, Conan, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness through support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know. So
don't forget the crop reviver. You know, the warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that crop reviver going on. the crop preserver, get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp bass, but he doesn't anymore because of this crop preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you can see, Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a beat.
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. They got deodorant. Got the crop preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped.
Look who's here. The super genius has joined us.
Yes.
Wait, time out. What does your bio say here? Mark Madden,
paid hockey expert.
Paid hockey expert, interesting.
That's what I do for a living. I'm a paid expert.
Your video is frozen, by the way, but that's fine because we don't need to see you being animated at all. The hockey playoffs are starting. There's only two things to be settled right now. And let's just assume that the Golden Knights and the Kings beat their opponents, and so it will be Nashville at Dallas, the Golden Knights against Edmonton, and the Kings will be playing the Canucks in the first round. If the Kings win, because they'll pass Edmonton. But let's start in the East, because Conan might get a phone call from his AAA bosses, and I'm sure he wants to get the Bruins.
Let's see what the AAA bosses think of the hockey playoffs.
Well, they don't know anything, but I will tell you somebody that does know. Yesterday, as we were getting off the air, Joe made this prodigious comment. He was like, let me brush up on my hockey so I can talk with you guys on the thing. Do you have anything to add, Joe, since you didn't watch hockey the whole year?
Well, he's a Flyer fan, man. Mark has a question for you, Joe.
Go ahead.
You're a Flyer fan. Go ahead, Mark. Ask him.
Now, Joe knows the question. Have you ever seen the Flyers win the Cup? Joe, it's 50 years.
No, I have.
Years now.
I haven't seen that at all, actually.
You won't see it this year either.
Aren't they the only major Philly sports team that hasn't at least had a sniff in the last 20 years? You know, well, 25, because the Sixers 2001, Phillies won, Eagles won, Flyers. What's the closest they got to the Cup?
And they're not even close. I mean, I'm not making light of this, but boy, to lose Carter Hart probably for good because of that terrible situation with his stint in World Juniors. And you got Tortorella, who's a good coach in the short term, but now it's past the short term. I think they're a non-playoff team for quite a few more years, actually.
Yeah.
Right. And they ended up losing the last game to Washington to get eliminated, correct?
Yeah, that was a weird game because the Flyers had to win in regulation to have even a chance to qualify, Conan.
Yeah.
So it was tied late, and they pulled the goalie.
Yeah.
And they conceded the empty net goal. I've not seen that, but I don't blame Tortorella.
I think that was a mistake.
Flyers, you got to do it.
Yeah.
No. You had to do it. I think he might have pulled the goalie a bit early. He pulled him with like three
minutes. I think that was a problem.
I might have waited a little longer.
Yeah. That was the only thing. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about
if you give any team 3 minutes of an empty net, they're going to hit it.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think I learned.
Sometimes you lose, but I will say this. My Bruins have to face Toronto.
Wait, hang on. Before we get to that, your original. Mark, your preseason predictions were the finals were going to be the Rangers and Vegas. Okay, so the Rangers end up winning. They won the President's Cup, correct?
Right.
So that's a good pick. What did you?
Yeah, they had the most points. Although that usually means they won't win the Cup. Very rarely does the President's Trophy winner win the Stanley Cup. But
that is true.
My prediction, I still predict the Rangers, though. There you go. I still predict the Rangers. I think it's going to be the Rangers in Dallas in the final.
Okay, well, let's start off with the first round here. You got the Capitals against the Rangers. How do you see the series playing out?
Well, that's a big break for the Rangers because the Caps can't beat them. Okay, the Caps were lucky to get in. They got the proverbial hot goalie, but he won't stay hot against the Rangers. And I always pick the teams that have six adults on defense, that don't make mistakes, that don't try too much, that are just very fundamentally sound. And the New York Rangers have six adults on defense. So I'm picking them to beat the Caps in five games. And the hero of the playoffs for the Rangers is going to be my close personal friend, forecheck, backcheck, Vince Trocheck, the Pittsburgh kid who plays for New York, can dub. I do think the Rangers will get to the final and they'll make short work of the Caps, although I give the Caps credit. That's not a very good team. They rallied. Ovechkin had, like, what, 8 goals in the first half of the season, but finished with 31. They dug in, and they did what the Penguins refused to do. They altered their style and played a more defensive game because, ego put aside, they knew that was their best bet.
Well, this paid off. So let's go to another good rivalry.
Let me just also say this. You know that the season series between them with the Blue Shirts and it was 2-2. I still think the Rangers are going to win.
Yeah, I think the Rangers look easy.
Yeah, very rarely does the regular season head-to-head impact much, unless one team sweeps Conan, and then there's a bit of a mental block.
Yeah, yeah, but I can't see the Capitals, no way, even if freaking Ovechkin were to get hot, even if the goaltender stays hot, Rangers got too much.
So a good rivalry.
And that Lindgren guy that's in goal, Lindgren guy who's in goal for Wash Conan,
right?
He's done really good. I'm not sure he is really good, and there's a difference.
Well, the Rangers, that guy, what's his name, Shcherbin?
Shcherbin,
he's real good.
Yes, exactly. Very good. And with a far more potent offense. Yeah. Huh?
Right. Oh, for sure. Panarin, Kreider, a great power play. I mean, one of the best power plays in the league. One thing about Shcherbin, though, he has one weakness that I'm surprised more teams don't try to exploit. If you just get the puck in his feet, like work down low and make him like kind of look down for it,
right?
He loses track of it. I don't know why, but that's always been his weakness. And if you can get down low, you can exploit that.
Well, I'm sure if you noticed it, other teams have noticed it on film, and I'm sure that he knows it too. So I still, at the end of the day.
Yeah, but that goes back.
Yeah.
That goes back to the 6 adults on defense, though. They know what they're protecting, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I think the Rangers in 5. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Francisco, what do you think? Because I'll bet the other way.
Rangers.
Still.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Okay, so we got the Tampa Bay and Florida. Okay, there's a good rivalry. And Tampa Bay, by the way, Tampa Bay coached by John Cooper, a friend of Sapphire. He's a he came when they were in town recently. He came in again to come see come to Sapphire Gentlemen's Club. So he's pretty cool. But this is very interesting about what the Lightning started doing. Okay, they got hot right near the end of March, and bro, they were beating everybody by like more than two goals. Like they started just like clobbering teams, and they got hot, solidified their playoff spot, and kind of like, you know, the end of the season, you know, whatever. But they're playing Florida, who, you know, went last year. And we got playoff Bob to deal with. This is a great goalie match. What do you think about the series, Matt? Mark, what do you like?
Well, it'll be a bloodbath. They're both big, aggressive teams that don't like each other. And for that reason, like, I think Florida is the best team in the East, along with New York. But I think the winner of this series will have a chunk taken out of them. A national hockey team might be the best goalie in recent hockey history. They've left two cups. They know when to start playing, as you know, Glenn, because they got hot at the season's end. Kucherov should get the MVP. I'm not sure he will, because they don't like to vote a Russian MVP, but he had 100 assists in over 40 goals. He's only the third player in history to get 100 assists in over 40 goals in the same season, the other two being Lemieux and Gretzky. So that's pretty impressive. Braden Point is an underrated superstar for Tampa Bay. The only reason I'm looking at Florida is because the hole's greater than the sum of the parts with the Panthers. And I love Tkachuk. I was Keith Tkachuk, the father, would have had a bunch more Tkachuks so the Penguins could have one. That kid is a winner. He's a big, tough kid who can play too. He's just great. So if I'm going to go Tampa in seven.
Who?
Tampa in seven.
Wow.
Tampa.
Bro, I wish I would have talked first, because I think, just like you, there's going to be a bloodbath, and I was going to say this game's going to go seven. And I'm going to go with Tampa, even though Florida is the NHL's top defense, top defensive squad, right?
Right.
Good goaltending, right? Bobrovsky and what's the other guy's name? Stolarz?
Vasilevsky. Oh, the other Florida goal. Yeah, but Bob's going to play unless he gets hurt.
Right. But let's say this, because the guys I was thinking was Bobrovsky for Florida and the other guy, Stolarz.
Yeah, Bobrovsky for Florida, Vasilevsky for Tampa.
Right.
Vasilevsky missed the first 3 months of the season.
Right, and he didn't look in the playoffs last year.
Bobrovsky, that helps.
Right, and he didn't look good in the playoffs last year, but he's been looking good now.
This is very interesting.
Yep.
This is very
interesting. I got Tampa.
By the way, just full disclosure, coming on my radio show, I picked four than seven. So I'm hedging my bet.
Really? That's tremendous.
Interesting. I like Tampa. I also like
this is in all seriousness, this is the toughest series to call for me.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you something interesting here. Okay. This is a tough series, correct?
Yes.
But bro, check this out. The series, to win the Stanley Cup odds, Florida's plus 750. They're the third favorite behind Carolina and the Rangers. Bro, Tampa Bay is 25-1 to win the Stanley Cup. That's a
good value.
Very good value for that team, isn't it? I might actually play that. Would you recommend a play based on those odds on Tampa, a little play on Tampa Bay to win the Stanley Cup at 25-1? Are you recommending that?
Yeah, I'd make like a $25-$50 play. That's great value.
We call it a pizza bet. The price of a pizza, we'll bet it on the light to win. We'll bet the price of a pizza.
No, that's good. That's advisable.
We'll bet the price of a pizza to win the tomahawk ribeye carver steak. What do you think about that? Is that a good idea?
that's a good move. Although we got to go. I heard great things about the pizza place in Durango, by the way.
Yes, it's excellent. The whole food court at Durango is excellent, by the way. All the restaurants at Durango are excellent. I've eaten like the three restaurants in the food court twice.
Yeah.
Delicious. So let's go to the
Islanders. I'm going to wear Fontainebleau this next time.
Right. We got the Islanders against Carolina. Carolina's a pretty decent favorite in this because the Islanders are like 55-1 to win the Stanley Cup. But they got Patrick Waugh. They've been a different team under his tutorship, is like we would call it. What do you think about this series, the Islanders and Carolina?
I don't know if Patrick's a great technical coach, like a tactician, but he's a great motivator, and they brought him in mid-season. So for the short term, he's done a great job, but I don't think they can beat Carolina. A lot of people really like Carolina. I think whatever it is they never had, they still haven't got. They're going to go with the old man, Craig Anderson, in goal. They should go with Kachetkov, the young Russian. But I think they win this series. And Jake Gensel, who we traded, has done a great job there.
Wait, so you're picking Carolina to win?
Yeah, Carolina to win in 5 or 6.
Okay. I like Carolina.
They got good points. They got Svechnikov. They got Aho. They got pretty good defense. They got the Brent Burns curse, so he's never won a thing in his life. So maybe he'll start now.
Right. The Islanders are one of those teams, too. We had spoken about this when you came to Vegas when we were eating dinner with Kevin Ioli and the Penguins announcer. We talked about, you said that Sorokin might be the best. At the time we discussed this, Sorokin might be the best.
I don't know that he's been that this season. I think that's Hellebuck for Winnipeg. But Sorokin, you know, there's been times through his career he's been the best goalie in the league for sure. By the way, I have a great Patrick Waugh story if you want to hear it.
Kick it.
Let's hear it.
As Glenn knows, I've been involved my whole life, not for years now, just running some tournaments lately. But I used to play and coach deck hockey, which is hockey, you know, street hockey without the skates, right? And there was this big tournament in Leominster outside Boston every year. And back while Patrick Waugh was an active goalie for the Canadiens, there was a big Memorial Day tournament. If the Canadiens were out, he'd bring a team from his hometown of Quebec City and play this elite street hockey tournament at Leominster. And he would bring all kinds of NHL guys like Guy Carboneau, J.J. Daniel, Sylvain Lefebvre, the LeBeau brothers.
But Patrick
Waugh played, oh yeah, for sure. Did it several years. Patrick Waugh would play defense.
Right.
He wouldn't play goal, but play defense. They had this guy, Jimmy Waite, who was the Blackhawks backup. He would play goal, right? But Patrick would play defense. And Patrick was always really accessible. He'd talk to people and hang around the rink, right?
Right.
Right.
So I go to him one day, Patrick, how come you don't play goal? I you know, I'm just curious. And he goes, you know, with the French dingo. And he goes, well, you know, he goes, if I play goal, then when I play in the league back home, the guy I buy cigarette from at the convenience store, sometime he's going to get lucky and score on me. And then I have to hear that bullshit for the rest of my life. So I play defense.
You know what? People like walk around tell the I scored on Patrick Waugh.
I would like
when I played, I scored on 2 NHL goalies.
Did you really?
I scored on Mike Paul Mateer, who was a Leafs goalie back then.
Yes, Mike Paul. He was a little guy too.
And the tournament in Cleveland, that was a slap shot.
Right.
And then in Buffalo, I scored on Vincent Trombley, who was best known for playing for the Penguins when they tanked to draft Mario Lemieux in '84.
Right.
He lost 8 of his last 9. So he was just terrible. And that one just hit me in the shin pad and went in. But I'll take it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coney.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No, K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal. And it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon. And bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Jisco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get Blitzed, boom. Just so you know what's going for you, but you said that Patrick Waugh was very accessible, right?
Yeah, great guy. I like that.
And you know the protocol for if you talk to Disco over at the sports betting place?
Go ahead.
No direct eye contact, okay? Handshake gets you an autographed picture, all right? Or a $20 handshake gets you an autographed picture. You can talk to him 1 to 3 minutes. If you're not obnoxious and you put them over, just so you know, that's the protocol.
I would not be willing to pay that price.
Okay, here's the other one.
Let me ask you this.
Here's the other one. He's always hanging out there at the sports betting place with a bourbon in one hand, and he's expecting somebody to put a bourbon in the other hand if you meet him. And you can also put a hot dog in his pie hole, but watch out when you put the mustard because the hot dog and the nose are about the same size. I would say the nose a little bigger.
No, that part I knew and I've witnessed, as a matter of fact. Yeah. That reminds me of the story. Glenn, remember when, like the night before a pay-per-view at MGM, like we were, like some of the guys were backstage mm-hmm. and Barbara Streisand was performing.
Right.
And there was a sign on the wall that said, do not look Miss Streisand in the eyes, like a do and don't.
Right.
So all of a sudden she comes walking down the hall and Scott Hall just like jumps right in her line of vision.
Tremendous.
And she goes, what are her bodies going to do with Scott Hall?
Right. Let me ask another quick question about Patrick Waugh. Patrick Waugh was known to be a chippy player and was willing to fight. Was he a dirty player when he played defense?
No, he was good. He was pretty good, actually.
All right, let's talk about the last this is the most interesting matchup of the whole first round. Because you got Austin Matthews and the Maple Leafs, and they're playing the Bruins. These are two of the best teams in the league, and the Maple Leafs are desperately – it's unbelievable the talent that the Maple Leafs have had over the years. And how long has it been since they won the Stanley Cup?
1967. The league only had six teams then.
And they might be arguably one of the most passionate fan bases in sports.
Oh, they're right? The most passionate. And as the team playing in the world's hockey mecca, there's no city where hockey's more popular than Toronto. The NHL should put at least one more team there and maybe two because they'd sell out every game. Every game.
So we've been there. It's huge.
Like but the Leafs won't allow that because and it wouldn't affect their revenue at all. They just don't want to, you know, any competition for the hearts and minds, so to speak. But I'm picking in that, and the Leafs have the most resources of anybody. Now, in a capped league, that doesn't matter as much as it might. But I'm picking the Bruins to win in seven. I think the Bruins have a better team than Toronto. But what hurts the Bruins is when Bergeron and Krejci left at the end of last year, they both retired.
Right.
They never really made that up in center coach.
Yeah, they never filled in that spot.
Yeah, and they couldn't. Let me tell you, they tried.
Yeah.
Like, center's a tough position to get good guys. And now that Zaka that they got from New Jersey, he's done okay. He has like 20-some goals.
And we've done good enough that we had the second-best record in the league.
No question.
Kyle's record was fucking
amazing. No question, but that center thing,
yeah,
could trouble you against, say, the Rangers, because they have great centers, right?
Right.
And Toronto has Austin Matthews.
Right.
But this, I don't know if you get this. He's like a wing playing center. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
I would say his defensive responsibilities and physicality are great, you know? So I'm taking the point.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Austin Matthews sure tried for that 70th goal, didn't he? He had like 8 shots on goal in the first period. I was like, somebody's trying to get a record.
Huh? I was watching a game with somebody, Conan. I said, his arm's got to be tired by now.
Yeah.
But he's a great player. I'm not dissing him. You know, 69 goals, that's incredible.
He's always been a great player, and you got to love the mustache. This is going to go 7 games, too. This one and the what was the other one that we had going 7 games?
Florida and Tampa.
Yes. Those two, to me, are going to be bloodbaths, you know, because Toronto always gets eliminated by Boston, right?
Right.
Always. Like, we own those motherfuckers, and they want to finally win this. And Boston faded a little bit at the end, but I just think we have the better goalies too.
And you have the better defense too. Toronto's really weak at the blue line. The Bruins, like I said about the Rangers and Knights, they have 6 adults on defense, and McAvoy and Lindholm are outstanding.
Right.
They are just like, you can put them out there in the last 5 minutes, and with, you know, if you use your timeouts right and get a TV break, they can play 4 of the last 5 minutes and just put it on lock.
I got
so you got Toronto here, Disco, did you say?
I'm thinking Toronto. I didn't trust
that makes Boston a lock.
Right.
Just in the metrics and stuff, I mean, how can a team this good continuously get bumped in the playoffs every single year like this? I think they're going to at least get by Boston.
Because it's in their DNA, okay? There are some teams, this is so intangible, so if you want to laugh, you can. But Philadelphia will never win the Stanley Cup again. The Rangers, if they do, I'll be surprised. They've won one time since World War II. The Maple Leafs haven't won since there were 6 teams in the league. Did you know the Maple Leafs have never won more than 2 playoff series in a year? Because when they won it, there were only 2 series.
Well, yeah, they went up because probably they lost to Montreal back in the day, and then they started losing to Boston.
Let me ask you this question. Based on that what you said, how many Stanley Cups do you think the Vegas Golden Knights will win before either the Rangers or the Flyers win a Stanley Cup?
You want me to pin me down to a number?
Yes.
I would say 5, maybe.
Wow. Wow.
Right. Listen to the West.
Then again, I want to bring this up before we get too far. Conan, I know you agree with this.
Yeah.
Vegas cheats. They cheat the salary cap. They fake injuries every year. They open the cap. They go get more guys. They cheat.
We're not the only team doing that, by the way. It's not cheating.
Okay, so you admit your team cheats.
He knows.
No, we're doing the same thing everybody else does. So how can it be cheating if everybody's doing it?
It's cheating. They all are cheating.
But he's cheating.
Okay, well, I'm not going to have you disparage it. That's misinformation and disinformation. I'm not going to have it. This podcast might get taken down because of that. Let's get to the West. Let's talk about the one series that's in show right now. Colorado had like a 5-point lead over Winnipeg for that in that. That 2-3 spot in the Central, and just Colorado just tanked down the stretch of Winnipeg got hot. Now Winnipeg ended up beating them by 3 points, and they got the home ice in that series against Colorado. What do you think about this, Colorado and Winnipeg?
I got Winnipeg in 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. Colorado tried like heck at the deadline. I had Pierre McGuire on my show. We were talking about this. Colorado tried like crazy to acquire a goalie at the deadline. And they couldn't do it. Pierre heard there was a deal in place for somebody. I don't know who, but the player from Colorado that would have gone the other way refused to waive his no-trade clause. Okay? Wow. So they have to go with Horiev, who's really only been a backup most of his career. And Winnipeg has the best goalie in the league this year, Hellebuck.
Right.
So I'm going with Winnipeg in 6 or 7, although you never know. McKinnon and McCarr and the usual suspects could turn it around.
I'm going to go with Colorado because I don't want to support a team that's supported by Ted Irvin.
That's a good point. Conan, what do you think?
I'm going to, and this is just, I'm only going on this, okay? Winnipeg's been the hotter team. They won like 7 games in a row, right? Colorado's lost like 4 out of their last 5 and lost a 3-0 lead to the fucking Vegas Knights. And I don't think they're going in as a hot team. Just on that, I'm going to pick Winnipeg and 6 or 7.
And Winnipeg added a lot of depth at the deadline, too. They have a really deceptively good roster.
They do.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, Jericho's Jets, right? I mean, like, what? Sometimes he's Jets, sometimes he's Rangers, but I think he's mostly Jets because that's where he grew up, right?
Yeah, he's in Winnipeg. He's Jet fan. We had him and his dad on years ago, that first year that the Rangers played Winnipeg in the playoffs. We had his dad on before to preview that series, him and his dad.
Did you know that I probably met Jericho's dad before Jericho was born?
Really? Well, of course you did. You were covering hockey.
No, I was really young. When I was a kid, the Penguins had a player named Greg Paulus, who was my favorite player.
Right.
And I did, like, I was like 10 years old. I put up a sign for him at the games, like everybody does. Mm-hmm. And his wife saw her and came over and introduced herself. And she asked if she could have the sign. So my mom and I, you know, single parent, went to the hockey games with her. We became friends with the Pauluses. And when he got traded, I used to go visit the Pauluses in St. Louis and with the Rangers, where he played. He was a good player. He was All-Star Game MVP one year with the Penguins. And Ted Irvin was on the Rangers with Greg Paulus, and I probably met him when I was very young. I was 14 years old. Phil Esposito bought me my first beer ever.
Really?
Where?
You know, we were someplace after a game in Long Island after the Rangers played, and my mom was on the trip by then, and Phil Esposito sent over drinks to our table with me, the Pauluses, my mom, and another couple was there, I think. John Bednarski and his wife from the Rangers back then. And Espo came over, and he had already met my mother. And then she goes to him, Phil, he's only 14 years old. He can't have a beer. And Espo goes, come on, Peg, let the kid live a little. That was my first beer.
That's a great story. So
yeah, I've seen Phil since then. He still does some radio for Tampa Bay because that's, you know, him and his brother founded the Lightning way back when. And we both remembered the name of the restaurant. So he goes, yeah, I'm sure that happened. He goes, have you had any beer since? And I go, yeah, one or two.
One of my favorite players ever, one of the greatest players ever, obviously, when he was with the Bruins with Bobby Orr. But, yeah, great story, dude.
Bobby Orr, one of the greatest guys ever, Conan.
Really?
I've got a story about him, too. Do you know who Eddie Johnston is? EJ, the old Bruins goalie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was our coach and GM. He's the guy who tanked to get Lemieux.
Right.
You know, he's been around Pittsburgh for every Steeler. He's 88. I see him at every game.
Right.
He shoots under his age in golf, which is incredible.
Right.
It's just a great guy. I've learned more about hockey from EJ than anybody.
Right.
So in 99, the draft was here in Pittsburgh. And Bobby Orr had just become an agent. And he was representing Joe Thornton, who, you know, played for the Bruins.
Right. Great player.
And he was going to be the first pick, right, overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted to get Bobby Orr on my show. And I kept calling him. And his secretary said, she would take my number and say, Mr. Orr will get back to you. And he never did, right? So I call up EJ. And I go, EJ, like, because EJ and Bobby Orr are best friends. They are best friends. They talk every day. And I go, EJ, I go, I can't get Bobby Orr on my show. Can you help me out? And EJ goes, here's what you do. Give me 24 hours. Call tomorrow. Talk to his secretary. I will have talked to him by then. He'll call. He'll get on the phone. So I call Bobby's. Then I talk to the secretary. And she gives me the same thing, right? Oh, Mr. Orr will call you back, blah, blah, blah. You know, I thought, okay, it didn't work, right? 30 seconds later, the phone rings. I pick it up. I hear this voice go, Marky, Bobby. And Bobby Orr called right back, and I knew it was because of EJ, because EJ always calls me Marky.
Right.
How much did you fanboy out when that happened?
It was the best. It was the greatest. It was,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm a big Mario guy, Uber Olive.
Right.
But I thought,
bro, when you meet a great player, even if he's from another team, you have to give him his flowers.
No, hey, Conan, I saw Bobby Orr when I was a kid.
Right.
And when you're a kid to see that.
Right.
And there's never been anybody like him.
I saw him too, but I didn't see him live. I saw him on TV.
Oh, I saw him live a bunch of times as a kid. And let me tell you, I always say, Glenn, you know I've said this. The three best players ever are Gretzky, Lemieux, and Orr. And whatever order you want to put them in, I'm good. Okay? I can make an argument for any one of the three as being the best player ever.
All right, so before we get to the Edmonton-Vegas series, so we don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but you'll either have L.A. or Nashville at either Vancouver or Dallas. Do either of those teams beat Dallas in the first round?
I don't think L.A. will, but they could.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
They would have to lose to Chicago to play them, though, and I find that very unlikely. But if
L.A. can beat anybody in a series, okay? Right. because they have the best group of defensive centers in the league. With with first and foremost, Kopitar is also a threat attacking. Matt Deneau. I mean, they're hard to get through the neutral zone against. And in the playoff series where you play the same team every night, you can kind of draw a bead on their best players. That's invaluable. So I don't think they will win their first round series, but they could. They're a dangerous team for anybody.
Okay, could Nashville or L.A. beat Vancouver in the first round?
You know, I don't know. I'm rooting for Vancouver because, you know, my buddy Rick Tockett's the coach there.
Right.
And my other buddy, Jim Rutherford, is the president of hockey ops there. It was our GM when we won the two cups in 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. But this playoff thing, it's new to them, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one. I love Dallas, by the way. Right. Oh, now, what do you think? I mean, Dallas, they've got a great defenseman.
Bro, I don't think any of those, like you said, LA could beat them. I don't think any of those teams beat them, bro. They're bad. The second best record overall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The league's best road record.
I would have thought a hot Nashville team might be able to beat either of those teams, but they kind of peaked like about a week and a half too early.
And let me just say another
one. They won all those games, won like, what, 10, 11 games in a row, and then like at the end they kind
of... They had like an 18-game point streak at one point.
Yeah, something, right. Something
and not like only that, like that, they have 11 players with at least 11 goals.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Who do you cover? Yeah.
I'm picking this. I'm picking Dallas to beat either Nashville or Vancouver or L.A.
Right.
But if Nashville plays Vancouver, I'm taking Nashville to beat Vancouver, but not L.A. to beat Vancouver. What about you guys?
Wait, say that again?
If Nashville plays Vancouver, I'm taking Nashville to beat Vancouver, but if L.A. plays... L.A.'s going to lose the first round.
Whoever they play Nashville. Seven if they play Nashville. It'll be tight.
All right, I'm not picking Nashville.
Roman Josi. Speaking of great defensemen, Roman Josi. He's an all-timer. He might be top 10 all-time on defense.
So I'm going to give you my take on the Vegas-Edmonton series.
Let me say one more thing about Dallas, if I could. And this shows where, even though I think I know everything about hockey, and as it says right there, I'm a paid hockey expert.
Right.
Right.
The GMs know so much. You know, the good ones.
Right.
Okay? Dallas got Chris Tanev, right, from, I think, Calgary at the deadline. And people made a big fuss out of it. And I'm thinking, he's kind of an ordinary defenseman, blah, blah, blah. But then when I saw how their pairs fit together different with him there, and they move guys from right to left and where they should be and so forth, it made their defense impregnable. Just getting like kind of a number four defenseman who was the right fit gave them a great defensive core. That might have given them on defense, too. There's another great one.
Hey, Joe, are you on this right now? Can you hear that noise? Who's making that noise? Conan, see if your thing is hitting your...
It isn't.
It isn't? Interesting. All right. Well, yes,
I think that's maybe the wind blowing through your nose.
Okay, so let me give you my take on the Vegas-Edmonton series. So Vegas was the one team I thought that Dallas, Vancouver, and Edmonton that nobody wanted to play in the first round, obviously. And now they're playing Edmonton.
If they're healthy.
If they're healthy. Okay, so Mark Stone is skating again, and as soon the rumors here in Vegas are that he might be cleared for contact coming up, even though that's ahead of schedule of a normal lacerated spleen injury, right? Hurdle's gotten hot at the end of the year. Logan Thompson is playing well, and Aiden Hill has not been that great since he came back. But, bro, I'm taking for Bruce Cassidy, a team with great playoff mettle for 6 years. He's a lot of this core of this team has been together, performing in the playoffs at a higher level. And against a team with a rookie coach that was, you know, he did good when in Surtby, they won like 16 games in a row and stuff. But like, I think that Vegas, like Edmonton could be that team that Vegas just has their number. Well, what do you think?
Well, that's what you want to have happen is for sure. Right. But and you know what? I have no faith in Edmonton. I don't know how Connor McDavid hasn't won a championship yet. I don't put that all on him, but he's out there too. I would tend to pick Edmonton in seven, but if it's Vegas in seven, that wouldn't surprise me either. If McDavid's at the point where he's got to start doing – well, not him, because he's had good playoffs. But they got to start winning playoff series in a row.
Right. So who are you taking?
I'm taking Edmonton in seven.
Well, why are you being a jerk?
Well, I mean, Vegas cheats, and I think that it's karma.
All right. What about you, Conan?
I'm going to take Edmonton also.
Why are you being a jerk?
Because I think they're the better team.
So I'm taking
here's where McDavid, though. I mean,
and they also have McDavid. How about that?
Until McDavid wins, I can't call him like a top five all time. I just can't, okay? Right. I think that's part of it. But, boy, the way he elevates players, you know, even like Draisaitl, he's not always out there with Draisaitl. Mm-hmm. But because so much attention is paid to checking McDavid, Draisaitl gets out there with great matchups. Zach Hyman, he's a ham and anger, over 50 goals. That power play is one of the best power plays I've ever seen. Even that Bouchard kid at the point has a hammer. It, one thing I'll say about their power play, Pittsburgh power play with all the talent we had stinks because everybody has to, like, play their way, massage the puck, get their touches, right? Whereas mm-hmm. with Edmonton, even though they have the best player in hockey, it's all for one, one for all, and they just play. So I have nothing but respect for McDavid, but he's got to win.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So who do you like in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Your main pick right now, my participants would be the Rangers and Dallas.
Okay.
Conan?
I'm going to go with Boston and Dallas.
Okay. Joe, how about you?
Carolina and Vancouver.
Based on what?
That's not bad.
He looked it up somewhere. Based on what?
Well, both teams are strong defensively, and they got both have great goaltenders. So
it'll be good.
I can't pronounce their names. They're French names.
Okay, so. We'll try.
I don't know.
I like. I'm picking Edmonton over the Islanders. I think Billy Smith is his best years are behind him. I like Grant Shearer in goal for Edmonton.
It's just playing. We really pick
Vegas over the Rangers. That's my dream.
Of your two teams. Well, what a bold prediction that is.
That's not my. That's your preseason prediction. So you're telling me that you're chastising me for picking the two teams.
A lot can happen in 82 games,
right?
And I predicted Rangers Dallas. I'll tell you what though, Conan's on to something. Even though the Bruins, I don't have any faith in them at center. We didn't mention Pastrnak, Carlos. I mean, he's just unbelievable. Yeah. He's the best wing in hockey.
Yeah,
the best winger in hockey.
We did mention him.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, Cooch too, but they're the two best wings in hockey, and. If Boston gets the right matchups, I think they'll beat Toronto. I think they would rather play Tampa in the second round than Florida. So if Boston can get Tampa coming out of that series banged up, then a lot could happen. New York wouldn't want to play Boston either.
Cool. So that's our prediction.
Thank you for showing us some love.
Let's talk real quick about the NFL. Go ahead.
No. If you're keeping sports, I had a wrestling topic.
No, let's go real quick for sports here. I want to talk about the draft next weekend as this airs.
Screw the draft. Nobody cares.
Well, what's the buzz in Pittsburgh? Who do the Steelers fans want to draft?
They're going to draft some lineman. Who cares? I hate the draft. You know, here's the great thing about the draft, okay? Tell me I'm wrong about this. Every year, Mel Kiper Jr. has a final mock draft, right?
Right. Right. It's with gross inaccuracy.
Last year, out of the 32 first-round picks he predicted, you know how many came true?
Five.
No. I tried. One. He got the first pick right, and that was it. And yet, the day after, they wipe his freaking slate clean. He's still a draft expert, and they keep paying him.
Right. Isn't that hysterical? Like, bro, the draft, mock draft talk is like the lowest hanging fruit of sports talk. People like you have no clue what the GMs are doing, like how like trades and everything. And everybody's assuming that they're. I mean, it's so absurd. You know,
I hate mock drafts. Like, think about this. I've done talk radio, okay, since 1997, right?
Right.
I've never done a mock draft and then it gets done. You know what we used to do?
What?
You could never do this now. We used to do a women's mock draft. And just you would run and say dirt like for example, Anna Kournikova, I'd try her on every position I could. You know, crap like that.
Whatever.
Somebody called up. Do you remember the name Mary Jo Buttafuoco?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Joey Buttafuoco.
Somebody called up and drafted receiver Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Tough, willing to go over the middle and take a shot to the head.
And a similar story, we had the Deadpool draft with Raven. Raven drafted Tara Reid, and she's still alive. How about that?
Oh, well, that's a strong pick, though.
Yeah, well, that's a strong pick. Remember Tara Reid? She got all anorexic and on drugs.
Oh, she you know what? Have you seen her lately, though?
And was she hot again?
She's hot again.
Wow. Yeah.
just wanted to tell Conan real quick. Anna Kournikova, you probably know, obviously, is married to Enrique Iglesias, yeah. Three kids. Yeah, so she's a family.
Oh, they're still married?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never gave those crazy kids a chance. She was going out with Fedorov when she was like 14.
Was she really?
Yeah.
He was like twice her age. But you know what? Seriously, in Russia, like Europe, that's not that big a thing.
No, it's not. But we were going over, we were talking about immigration stuff in this country and how the age of consent for all these people coming from other countries over here, they're vastly different from ours.
Yeah.
Some places are 12. Is it? So you're wondering.
Yeah, there was a place that was 12 years old. I'm sure there's even younger.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm not opining, Joe, on anything here, you know, because every country and state, whatever, has their laws, right? But in the U.S., we tend to think everybody should adopt what we do.
Right.
And obviously, it's a bit more complicated.
Obviously.
Well, I was going to say, in certain countries, I'm pretty sure one of them was France or Sweden or both, incoming migrants, they now show an instructional video to let them know that it's not okay to just grope a chick. You know what I mean? They're not there just for you.
Well, that's, you know, good. Like, that's
they should spend that video to you.
It's a good start. I don't grope. I massage.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.